So we're on this chapter 17, verse 1:17. So this is a new section called Brata Krimi Mahima and Other Topics. The Glories of the Worms in Vrindavan. Nasat yakke lakke sprihayati mano brahmaya padavinam. Navaikunte Vishnarapi Mrigayate Parshadatanum Param Shima Vrindavana Sarasa Bhavot Savabhatam Nivase Danyanam Subahu Krimi Janmapi Mrigayate. The author says, my mind is not attached to the post of Brahma in Satyaloka, nor the position of the Lord of Vaikuntha, nor do I want to become a Parishad of Lord Vishnu. I have no qualification to be a servant of the servant of Sri Radha. So, my Lord, even if I take birth as a worm, let me take birth in the house of devotees in Vrindavan, who are always engaged in Radha Krishna Bhakti, an ecstatic Radha Krishna Bhakti. Bhavotsava Bhatam Sarasa Param Srimad Vrindavana Sarasa Bhavotsava Bhavotsava Festival of Bhav. Yeah, that would make sense. Vrindavana Sarasa. Spriyati. In this first translation, we just recited in English, the idea in the Sanskrit being understood here is that the emphasis is on Vrindavan. Because wherever one is posted, whether one is posted on Brahmaloka or Vaikuntha, he will be engaged in seva. These are serving dhams. These are locations where people serve. People serve in Satyaloka. And the subterranean planets, people enjoy. And earth planet, there's enjoyment and some idea of seva. On the heavenly planets, there's lots of enjoyment. Here there's enjoyment and suffering and seva. In heavenly planets like Swarga, there is enjoyment and hardly any suffering and not much seva, little seva. But as you go up higher, Janaloka, Maharloka, Tapaloka, Janara, Maharatapa, then Satya, then seva becomes more and more prominent, becomes the most prominent activity. All the living entities are there, are engaged in different types of mana, Manoseva, manasik seva, because they're in more and more subtle bodies. They're not enjoying the gross pleasures. So in Brahmaloka, the body is practically only buddhi, intelligence, and consciousness. Consciousness and intelligence is there. So everyone is engaged in service. Brahma is regularly having hearing Harikatha, and speaking Harikatha with so many sages and rishis gathered around him, thousands of sages and rishis. But the author is saying that I don't want a birth. I don't want the topmost birth in the material world. The topmost, what is the topmost birth in the material world? Not to be Indradev or Agni or Chandra or Surya, but the topmost birth in the material world is a post. Like someone say, what's the topmost post in the Indian government? MLA? No. Then? There's MP, then there's President, then there's Prime Minister. There's MLA, there's, let's say there's Panchayat, you're the head of the Panchayat, the chairman of the Panchayat. Radhakund has a Panchayat, and there's a chairman. So bigger than a chairman is a district. The district, the DM, district magistrate. Bigger than DM is MLA. Whatever that is, legislative assembly or something like that. Then bigger than that is a minister, MP. Then bigger than that, no, bigger than that is Minister of Power, I'm bigger than that. Chief Minister or Chief Ministers?
MP after MP, CM.
So CM, because CM is local and MP is national, but CM is big.
CM is state president.
Yeah. Well, who's more powerful, MP or CM?
CM.
Because he's controlling the whole state.
Yes, sir.
MP is representing a whole country to some extent. Hmm? At any rate, you have the idea. So in the administrative government of the universe, there's also posts. MLA, chairman, etc. So Brahma's up there. He's the top. Andrew Dave is like MLA or district magistrate or something. Andrew's like district magistrate. So Brahma, these are all positions. So he's saying, I don't want to have any of these posts. I don't want the highest post in the material world. I don't want to live in Brahmaloka. That's what he's saying. He's saying post. You see, that's why he said post. It's a post. It's not a name. It's a post. Prime Minister is not a name. It's a post. So Brahma is not a, it's a post. They have all different, there's so many different names. They say this one, that one. So he's saying, I don't want to be the topmost post in the material world. I don't want the topmost post in Vaikuntha. What's the topmost post in Vaikuntha? To be Vaikuntha Nath. That's what he says. I don't want to be the Lord. So he says, I don't want to be the topmost post of the topmost planet in the material world, Satyaloka. And I don't want to be in the topmost post in the topmost planet in the spiritual world, Vaikuntha, the Lord Vishnu. Do you know what I want? I want to be in the lowest post in the earth planet in Vrindavan as a worm. That's Trinada Peace and Ichi, Naturari Vasuvishna, Amani Namani, Kirtanya Sadhari. Living consciousness, living humble consciousness in action. But he's making some conditions. He's saying, I want to be born in the house of devotees in Vrindavan. There's a bhajan by Bhaktivinoda Thakur which Prabhupada sings where he says, Kita Janmahao. Manasa deha deha joho kichamor. So he's saying that. He's mentioning here, this is what I really want. I really want to become a maid servant of Radharani. A servant of the servant of Radha. Gopi Bhartu Padakamalyor Das Das Anadas Dasi Dasi Anadasi. But it's not possible. Oh, I know what I am, and Krishna knows what I am. So maybe I shouldn't set my goals very high or have a very high aspiration. I should simply rather focus on some low birth, but at least let me be somewhere connected to Vrindavan. Because worms are tightly connected to the Brajaraj. That which is worshipable, that which is honorable, that which is worn on Krishna's head, and from Krishna's feet it goes to Radharani's breasts, and from Radharani's breasts it falls down to the, you know, Krishna puts his feet on Radharani's breasts, and then the dust goes there, and her kunkum goes there, and mixes with the Brajaraj, and Krishna walks, and it falls in a blaze of grass. Maybe it falls in the Goma, Lata, Roshadinam, and Uddhava gets some. Or maybe it falls in a blaze of grass, and the Palinda women see it. They see it shining and sparkling red and effulgent with all kinds of bhavas and mahabhav shining through the grass and the beautiful reddish kunkum sprinkled with the shamras of Krishna. Then they take that, they rub the grass and they rub it on their breasts, and the Palinda women get relief. They feel more satisfaction and happiness in their hearts and minds than they do when their own husbands embrace them and kiss them. Just from that distant contact with the Brajaraj that's mixed with the ecstasies of Radha and Krishna. So the worm, of course, he's contacting the Brajaraj 24/7. He's living inside of it. He's eating it, digging it, eating it, living in it. So Prabhupada Saraswati is thinking, this is a great way to be in contact with the Brajaraj. Saints come here and they do Dandavat Prikama. Sometimes they do rolling prakrama. I saw one saint who was doing rolling prakrama of Govardhan. And also I've seen in Vrindavan. They just roll. It's called dust rolling. It's one of the international international competitions, dust rolling. So he's feeling, I can't make it to the big time. I can't get where I want to go, so let me be somehow connected to Vrindavan. Just see the power of Vrindavan, that he's not aiming for a very high position. Just let me be there. Because if I'm in the house of a devotee in Vrindavan, like house of a devotee, I mean, worms usually live in the ground. They don't live in this house. You don't find a worm in the floor. They're in the yard. So everyone has a house. There's no such thing as living in NRI greens. Because nowadays, if he prays, you know, if he comes by chance, he prays to become a worm in Vrindavan, he won't find any ground. There's no earth anymore in Vrindavan for him to take birth. And all the devotees live in apartment houses 20 stories above the ground. So you can't take, because when it says, I want to take birth in the house of a devotee, obviously it means born in his yard. Because in those days, 500 years ago, everyone had a little bit of land around their house. That was made, houses were actually made that way. All the Vedic house was made as square shaped. There's four walls. In the middle is open. In the middle is land, earth. And that's the Vastu Purusha's sitting place. And it provides air and light and blessings. Like Gurukul building. If you saw the Gurukul building in Vrindavan ISKCON, it's designed by my godbrother, Sarvayavi Palayantam, and Das. And he incorporated the Vedic design for a proper Gurukul building, very healthy building like that. And so this is his prayer that he'll be born there. Vrindavan Sarasa. Sarasa means nectar. Bhavutsa means festival of bhav. So this is what he's saying here. Of course, creamy generally is translated as worm, but that translator is including insect. So this is his expansion. But insect, even in Sanskrit, is kita, is insect. And creamy, there's a planet, hellish planet called Creamy Loka. And there in the Bhagavatam, fifth canto, describes Creamy Loka as a planet of worms. So many worms are there eating each other, whatnot. So now this is a wonderful section here, this creamy kata. Braj creamy kata, the wonderful topics about the glories of the worms. I mean, we've gone pretty far now. But you worship rocks, you worship wood and rocks and trees. Now you're worshiping worms? You guys will never stop. First you take a piece of wood and carve some figurine, and then you say is God. And then you take some plant and put it in your yard and say this plant is the great devotee of God. Then you find some rock from a river, take it out of the river and put it inside a golden temple and say this is God. Now you're worshiping worms. I mean, the guys are too much. I'm going back to Jesus. So this is definitely one has to keep on expanding his consciousness until finally expands it far enough and long enough till he can reach the point of surrender and accept the impossible and begin to worship what's impossible. There's one more verse here, which is because we've become so excited now about these glorious worms of Vrindavan, this next entry is become a Vrindavan worm in our next life. Since he's desiring it, he's saying it, let me be born in the house. Now I'm going to give the details of how that can be accomplished. This is chapter 2, verse 1. This is chapter 2, verse 1. Vrindaranye varam Syam krimir api paramo no chirananda deho ranko pi syam atulya paramiha na paratrad adbhuta adbhuta ananta buddhi sunyo pi syam iha shri hari bhajana lavanyati tu charta matre labdo nanyatra gopijana ramana paramboja diksha sukepi. Nan yatra gopijana ramana. Gopijana ramana padamboja diksha diksha sukepi. Very interesting. Words in this verse. Chidananda deho. I would rather live in Vrindavan as an insect. So here now this creamier has become insect. As a worm. In other words, he's saying, Brindaranya creamier, Chidananda deho. I don't want to live in a Chidananda deha. Liberated soul is obviously in his chit deha. And chit deha means he's in transcendental consciousness and transcendental vibration. Chidananda deho. And it says, I'd rather be a worm and be in a Chidananda deha. Because he says, as a liberated soul with an eternal body full of knowledge and bliss. So first he's saying, I would rather this than that. I'd rather be a worm in Vrindavan than be a liberated soul in a Satchitananda deha. Not only that, I would rather live in Vrindavan as the poorest of the poor than live elsewhere with unlimited opulences. I would rather live in Vrindavan as a person devoid of any tinge of devotion to Sri Hari than live elsewhere with a desire to attain the happiness of serving the lotus feet of Krishna, lover of the gopis. So he's saying this, to follow this particular translation, what it may be a little confusing, but actually what he's actually saying, I would rather live in Vrindavan as a person devoid of any tinge of devotion to Sri Hari, live elsewhere with the desire to attain the happiness of serving the lotus feet of Krishna, lover of the gopis. That's what this. So I may live elsewhere, but I have an aspiration to attain happiness by serving Krishna. Lavanati tucha arta. Arta matra. Even any slight goal, tucha, is considered insignificant. Arta matra. Even the slightest goal or objective, I consider insignificant. And then he says, Sri Hari Bhajan. So here he's saying, Sri Hari Bhajan. Labdo, to attain none other than Gopijana Ramana, Parambhoja Diksha Suke. Because this word Diksha and Suke, Diksha Suke Parambhoja, Gopijana Ramana Parambhoja, the idea, let's say, without trying to unravel what is difficult to unravel, there's many things here, Sri Hari Bhajan, because I don't see this Sri Hari Bhajan. He's saying, tinge of devotion. I'd rather live in Vrindavan as a person devoid of any tinge of devotion. So Vrindavan Varam Syam Krimi. Hard to see that. Really hard to see that. Brindarani Varam Syam Krimi Paramaja. That's clear. So Atulya Param Paratra Adbhuta Ananta Bhuti. Because tucha arta means this object. Tucha means I don't have the slightest objective. I don't have the slightest desire for anything. I don't want anything. Shihari bhajan, love to. It seems to me he wants to stay in Vrindavan performing Shihari bhajan. Love to. I want to stay in Vrindavan. I don't want to live anywhere else. I want to stay in Vrindavan doing Shihari bhajan. In order to love to, in order to attain. I don't want anything else, non yatra. I want to attain, nothing else I want to attain, but the lotus feet of the Gopijana Ramanas. Gopijana Ramana means that the lover of the gopis, the Ramana. Ramana means the lover. And what is the description of that lover? He's Padamboja. Amboja means lotus flower. He has lotus feet. That Ramana Padamboja, I want to live in Vrindavan. I don't want to live anywhere else in any kind of position. I want to simply stay in Vrindavan performing Sri Hari Bhajan with the desire to attain the lotus feet of the lover of the gopis. And this will give me the happiness for which my diksha was given. This is diksha suke. And I don't feel these translations. He says, I don't want to, because it doesn't say napi. It says api. says, with it, he says, I have no desire to attain happiness by serving, is what he's saying. I'd rather live in Vrindavan as a person devoid of any tinge of devotion to Sri Hari than live anywhere else with a desire to attain happiness. Where is Diksha Sukhe? He's saying, okay, Sukhe is happiness. But Diksha, long eye, Diksha is Diksha, initiation. So you are gone, but what, because the phrase here says, Shunyo, Sunyo pi syam iha shi hari bhajan lavinati tucharta matre, labdo nanyatra gopijana ramana paramboja Diksha Sukhe pi. So he says, Lava Matra. So he's saying Tuch Arta. Tuch means insignificant. Art means objective. Matra means a small amount. Because I don't have even the slightest desire to attain any material objective. Even the most insignificant objective, art, I don't want it. But what I do want is Sri Hari Bhajan. I want to perform Sri Hari Bhajan with what? Labdo, with a desire to attain. To attain what? Nanyatra. Desire to attain nothing else, none other thing, none yatra, than the lotus seat of the lover of the gopis. Gopi jana ramana param moja. This is there, you can see the line. Gopi jana ramana param moja. The lotus feet, param moja ramana. Ramana param moja means the lotus feet of the lover of the gopi jana, of all the gopis. And this will be the happiness of my initiation. The fruit of happiness, Diksha Sukhe. So he's saying, I'd rather live in Vrindavan than live elsewhere as a worm. He's saying here again, so what I'm saying here in this entry is become a worm in our next life. I want to be a worm in Vrindavan. I don't want to be in a Satchin on the body of Vaikuntha. So basically he's decrying mukti here. And he's decrying living anywhere in the material world. And he's decrying any kind of material objectives or material success. I don't want any of that. The point is that reminds us of Lord Chaitanya who said, Nadana na jana na sundarim kavidham va jagadisha kame mama janmani janmani shrade bhavatad bhakti hoite kitai. We're reminded by Prabhupada Saraswati, who of course is a Gaudiya Vaishnav, worshiper of Lord Chaitanya. And he's reminding us that there's no point. What's the point of mukti without Vrindavan? What's the point of mukti without the association of Radha and Krishna? So he's emphasizing Brajavas, Sri Mathura Mandala Stali, emphasizing living in Vrindavan in any type of form, in any type of situation, and totally decrying and denouncing any aspiration for any kind of liberation. Sarupya Mukti and Vaikuntha, Samipya Mukti, Salokya Mukti, Sharsti Mukti. To have any kind of Vaikuntha benefit of living in a spiritual body looking like Vishnu, or to live with the same opulence of Vishnu, or to live in proximity and closeness to Vishnu, or have a huge Salokya, attain the same planet of Vishnu. I don't want any of that. I'd rather be a worm in Vrindavan or have some contact with Sri Hari Bhajan. This is really stretching. Prabhupada Saraswati, this is what happens, that he's living so many years in Vrindavan in such a high state of devotional consciousness that he's starting to see so many amazing things open up to his mind. And that's what happens is when lives in deeper and deeper consciousness, more and more spiritual consciousness and continual association with Radha and Krishna, then so many revelations and so many forms of enlightenment come. So his vision, his darshan, we say darshan, is so vast and extraordinary, it's very hard for us to keep up with it. But tomorrow we'll hear another verse, chapter 4, verse 57, about becoming a worm of Vrindavan. So this section is called Brajakrimi Mahima and Other Topics, the glories of the worms in Vrindavan and other lowly creatures. Because worms are doing Dham Seva. And what happiness they're getting, you have to ask a worm about that. You have to interview a worm tomorrow and ask him what happiness he finds from eating the Braja Raj, because I'm sure it's an ecstatic experience. And we eat some every day ourselves. And anybody, any true Brijvasi will eat a little bit of Braja Raj every day as part of his devotional vitamin therapy. I have met many Brijvasis. You think it's funny because you're stupid. But anyone who's lived in Vrindavan for 20 years or longer may start to understand the great glories of Vrindavan, every particle. And we've met devotees, Brahmins especially, and many great devotees. Sometimes they go out around the world for preaching. And they told me personally that they carry a little dibba, a Braja Raj from... They happen to be followers of Swami Haridas from Bankei Bihari, Swami Haridas Sampradaya. So they go to Nidivan, which is the Prakat Stali of Bankei Bihari and the Bhajan Stali of Haridas, Swami Haridas, and also his Samadhi is there, a very holy place for the anyone, for that matter, to go and visit, especially the Prakat Stali of Bankei Bihari and, of course, the Ranga Shala, the sleeping chambers of Radha and Krishna and Nidivan. Very special, sanctified place, very deep and high vibration there. So they collect some of the Braja Raj there, and then from the near the Samadhi of Swami Haridas and the Prakat Stali manifestation place of Bankei Bihari, and they take a little bit every day when they go to Singapore and New York and London giving these pravachans and Bhagavad Sabdas. And they, of course, it goes without saying that they take Juna Jal, and they put some in their water every time and take. This, I buy a bottle of water, 20 liters every so many days. And the first, as soon as I open it up, I put Radhakund water and Jamuna water inside, and also Ganga water, so I have Gaur Lila there also. This is Ganga water collected from Mayapur. You can see the vials on my shelf. I'm not a liar. I'm telling the truth. And this is what I do. Believe it or not. So I'm just following great devotees that I met, and I think I'm also following Prabhupada Saraswati Thakur. So I think I'll be in good company if I follow them. Crazy as it sounds, but it's a good practice. As I was saying about the dust of Vrindavan, how the worms are crawling around and eating the dust day and night. People come from Bengal and other places, and sometimes they save up all their money. Sometimes you meet Bengali widows or Bengali husband or wife that have been Gaudiya Vaishnavas their whole life. And they come here when they're about 70, 75. They're both about to die. And they've been hearing and reading and thinking about Vrindavan their whole life. But they had to work, they had to raise their families and save their money. And finally, once in their life, they got to come to Vrindavan. Maybe one and only time. And they so much value it, and they so much appreciate it. So when they come to Radha Damodar Temple, we would see many of these yatris when we stayed there for 3 years. And many of them were disciples of Pancha Goswami, Nirmal Chand Goswami, who was a Sevite in charge of Damodar Seva. Nirmal Chand Goswami, whose nickname is Panchu. He said, these are my disciples, and they've come from Bangladesh and Assam. And he said, these people, this first time they've ever visited, please give them your blessings. He would call me out of my rooms, Prabhupada's rooms, because he wanted to introduce me as a white elephant or whatever, I don't know. You know, it's like when you're a Western person, many Indians, they like to show you off like a white elephant type thing, you know, pink elephant. it's like a thing, you know, if you have friendship. You're Indians, you don't know what I'm talking about, you don't have any idea. But I've had this happen many times because I'm whatever I am, whatever that is, you know, Prabhupada's servant. So they call me out, so I want you to meet my disciples, this, that, and these things happen here and there. So we oblige the situation in service of our guru and take the humble positions. Dasa was saying, okay. And then I become more blessed. I become, and the onset, at the end of it, I become more blessed. I receive more Sukriti. I receive more Sukriti and blessings by seeing them than they ever get by seeing me. But on the Krishna's very tricky fellow, Chatur Krishna, on the pretext of calling me out to introduce me or show, this is a disciple of Swami Prabhupada and this and that. Swami Prabhupada stayed here. Basically, it's to glorify Radha Damodar and his grandfather, his father and this and that. My father, Gaurachand Goswami, he was a good friend of his guru, this, that, and this thing like this. But I was so impressed that these men, the ladies and gentlemen, they would come, and then they would go to the temple, and they would go to the samadhis of Samadhi of Rupa Goswami, and they would roll on the ground in front of a samadhi. Then they would take their hand like this and make a with big. They would take both hands like they were doing a butterfly or something stroke, and they would put their hands like this across the courtyard. Of course, then it was all dirt and a few stones here and there. But gather all this dust from the courtyard in front of Rupa Goswami's samadhi, then it was smeared on their forehead, smeared on their necks, their arms, their chest, their breasts, just smeared everywhere, and take it everywhere. And the tears be in their eyes, and such devotion, such appreciation, such mood of gratitude and devotion was so touching to see. And we just plod along. We moved from Vrindavan like bulldozers. We just moved through like bulldozers or like some kind of lorries or something. We just drive along, make some noise and pass some gas. That's about it. Like a truck of goes down the street. But when you see genuine devotees and how much they understand the position and exaltation of Brajadam and how they act with Brajadam and how they behave and interact, then you realize that we have a long way to go. Long way to go. Everywhere we go in our, every walk everywhere in our 20,000 rupee track shoes and on our nice thick, super thick socks. Super thick. We want to have super thick socks. So we don't even, there's no way any particle of Brajaraj comes to our feet. And super comfortable shoes. And we're a little bit off the mark here. My great devotees like Prabhupada Saraswati, he's a South Indian Brahmin by birth, and he wants to be a worm in Vrindavan. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. So tomorrow we'll hear more glories of Vrindavan by the mercy of the Lord.